Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Elder Carl, how are you doing?
Oh, good day, my brother. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing? Well?
No, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's been a blessed day.
Oh, yeah?
But blessings still continuing as long as God's on our side.
Yeah, man. Blessing upon blessing, eh?
Amen, amen.
Fantabulous. We're talking about the benefits of the Sabbath rest. And of course, the song that just ended there talks about the Sabbath from Shao Power. So I thought it would be, you know, a relevant song to actually lead us to our discussion. Now, in our last session, we learned the value of having a weekly appointment with God, which is last week. But what is the particular benefit of the Sabbath rest over and above just resting on any other day? So, my elder, what exactly is the Sabbath?
You know, the Sabbath, if I had to summarize it, the Sabbath, I would say, is a day of rest.
Okay.
The Sabbath is a day of reflection. It's a day of enjoyment. The Sabbath is a day where God's people come together to worship Him. And the Sabbath dates back to the seventh day of creation, the seventh day of the creation week, when God stopped His work and God took time to rest and He took time to look back at His work. So, you know, God in His wisdom, He shows us that, the Bible shows us in 6 days that He created the world that we're living, from the blue skies to the fluffy white clouds, to the hills, to the seas, to the animals, to the food that we eat. And He created this world with each of us in mind. And it was on the sixth day, the Bible tells us, of creation, that God formed man and woman in His own image. And then He looked around at all that He made and He saw, and He says it was good. It was very good. And then that was the sixth day. So He made everything necessary for humans to live and to thrive here on earth. But He wasn't quite finished with the whole creation process. On the seventh day, you know, God created the Sabbath. And His last act of creation was to sanctify this day, to make it holy. And the Bible says that He rested on the Sabbath. So when we look at human beings today, my brother, human beings need rest. There's no escaping the need, the fact that we need a break. And we all go through situations where things get a little bit crazy. And if we never stop to actually enjoy what we're striving for in life, things can go overboard. So even if we want to be honest with ourselves, sometimes we don't stop unless someone tells us to stop and rest. So Sabbath is it's a perfect opportunity to take this kind of like a restorative rest. Each week, the Sabbath frees us from this rat race of this world, you know, that expects so much from us. It's a gift that keeps on giving, if I can put it that way. So God gave a promise in the Bible. God gives this promise to those who delight to keep in the Sabbath. He says in Isaiah 58, verse 13 to 14, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor Him, and not doing your own ways, no finding your own pleasures, no speaking your own words, then you will delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. So what this passage is telling us, that the Sabbath is like a doorway through which we can experience the best, ultimately the best things in life. And people today, they're exhausting themselves, you know, in this rushing, you know, to have it all. And individuals are burning out. Families are falling apart. People are under strain. And even sociologists, they've pointed out how work has become the most important thing in modern culture. And some have even called it a god. You know, work dominates our existence until there's little time for us and family. So the Sabbath is God's answer for that problem. It lets us step back. It lets us step back and fulfill our human need for rest, physical rest, mental rest, spiritual rest. So Sabbath rest it protects us from overworking, and it protects us from casting our friends and family away, which is being done so much today. So the Sabbath means basically to stop for the purpose of rest. And God established the original Sabbath at creation, and he sets the seventh day apart from the rest of the week so that we can experience the enjoyment of resting in God on a regular basis.
Now, tell me, my elder, how different is this from a day off?
You know, the Sabbath is different from other days or a day off, because the Sabbath is like it's a memorial to creation. Like I said, God hallowed the Sabbath on the seventh day of the creation week, and the Bible tells us that he blessed the seventh day and not a seventh day. And God repeated this command to keep the seventh day in the fourth of the Ten Commandments as a sign of his creative power. So it's not just a day where we just rest and relax. It's a day where we remember where we come from, and we remember God's creative power, because he created all things. You know, Exodus 20, if I may, I just want to read what the commandment says. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor, do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it you shall do no work, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger within your gates. Now here's the reason why. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, all that is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day. So the seventh day, besides just being a day to rest, it is a memorial of creation. It is a sign that we've accepted, God's recreation power, that he can actually recreate us, that we can rest in him in the midst of all the rush and the hustle and bustle of this world. In the midst of all our problems, we can set them aside and we can acknowledge him as our God, as our Savior, as our Creator, and the one that can actually change our situation. And we put all our problems in his hands. You know, the Bible says that here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. So we must, in keeping God's commands and having the faith of Jesus, we can truly find rest in a world that is full of turmoil.
Yeah, it is indeed. Now, please do share with us the benefits of the Sabbath as outlined in the lesson.
You know, God, he offers us a holy day of rest each week, which we all need. And some of the benefits of the Sabbath rest, the Sabbath, like I said, it's a memorial of creation, and by keeping it holy, we are actually erecting a memorial to our Creator, and we are honoring him. So the sacred hours that we keep of the Sabbath, they are a wonderful opportunity for us to get in touch with God through the world that he created. So when was like the last time, my brother, that you, maybe your family and your family like took time to really soak in the beauty of a forest path or a rocky stream or, you know, the flowers in the meadow? You know, it's really hard to hear and see nature these days because of the way that we're busy and the towns that we live in. There's so much that's drowning that peacefulness that we can receive by spending time in nature and keeping the Sabbath. So God, in the midst of our rushing and hustle and bustle, he says, take some time, spend time in nature and see what I have created. On the Sabbath also, we experience the joy of, you know, worshiping God and fellowshipping with our fellow brothers and sisters as we worship God. You know, the Sabbath, it points us heavenwards. You know, we desperately need this weekly perspective adjustment, you know, through the hustle and bustle of life. We need to look up together as brothers and sisters. There's a benefit from praising God, you know, with others as a group of worshipers, and that benefit simply doesn't come any other way. We need to express our faith publicly and socially, and as well as like in the privacy of our hearts. So the Sabbath gives us that special time of coming together as a church body to recharge our spiritual batteries, if I can put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Isaiah, he understood the joy of Sabbath worship, because he says in Isaiah 56, verse 2, 6, and 7, he says, "Blessed is the man who does this, and the son of man who lays hold of it, who keeps from defiling the Sabbath, and who holds fast my covenant. Even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations." So, you know, the maybe the last 2 points I can bring because of time. The Sabbath provides like occasions for us to perform thoughtful acts of kindness. Why do I say that? You know, have you ever had a neighbor that's been sick, maybe during this past week, where you had no time to actually visit? Or have you ever been in a situation where a friend needed a sympathetic ear after a husband's death? Did the pressure of daily living deprive her of your loving attention? You know, our natural inclination is to keep postponing things like this. But the Sabbath provides opportunity to meet these needs. You know, Jesus says it's lawful to do good on the Sabbath. So on the Sabbath, we don't just spend time in nature, spend time at church. We spend time also taking care of the needs of others, those that are afflicted, those that need spiritual support and spiritual upliftment and healing. So, and then lastly, I think the Sabbath is a benefit from keeping the Sabbath is that it's a day where we strengthen our family ties. When Christ commanded, he says, "In it, the Sabbath, you shall do no work." He couldn't have given a better prescription to stressed out parents and, you know, fathers and mothers. The Sabbath is like a giant stop sign for families to stop rushing and rushing in this world, but to stop passing each other and to take time to focus on each other, focus on the family, spend time with your children, spend time with each other, and replace the stress of this world with joy, laughter, prayer, and ultimately rekindling that love amongst each other. So there's many benefits, brother, that we can talk about, but I think I'll leave those for now. I think those benefits that we've mentioned, they're good for
today.
Time limit, yes.
For today, okay. Now, my elder, I must also thank you so much for coming through. I must tell you, though, between me and you, that day is the favorite day of the week for me.
Brother, you know,
I think of all days, that day is my favorite. But that's just between me and you, eh?
No, we share the same favorite day.
Ah.
When you've gone through the hills and the valleys of life, through the week and all the problems, when Friday sunset comes, you know, you're so looking forward to that rest, leaving everything aside.
Oh, yes.
And spending time with God and spending time with your family and your church family.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, my elder, thank you so much. I'm hoping that we're going to connect tomorrow again. Same time, same place.
Thank you, my brother.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.